stand and raise your right hand. I've got two oaths to administer to you. One is the Town of Bethlehem oath, and the other one is the state constitutional loyalty oath. So, first one, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will well and truly perform the duties of council member of the Town of Bethlehem to the best of my skill and ability, and as to me shall be to the best interest and welfare of said town without fear, favor, or affection, so help me God.
So help me God.
Now the state loyalty oath. I, Mike Camp, a citizen of Bethlehem and being a councilman of Bethlehem and the recipient of public funds for services rendered as such employee, do hereby solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Georgia.
I do.
All right. Congratulations, councilman.
There you go.
Item number two on the agenda is a business license for Concrete LLC. This was discussed at the previous meeting. I asked to move until today for further explanation on the business itself.
Got it. As I do have a skid steer and a mini excavator in the shed, but it's I'm looking for use for the occupation, home occupation license. No. Just sometimes I will have the equipment, but just sometimes, not all the time. Will be just for the office.
Don't really know what I'm looking at yet, but
it's similar to the business license I had in Winder. No, ma'am.
Or whatever.
The only thing that I do there is estimating and manage the business, but no concrete truck. Unless I'm pouring something in my house, but other than that.
So you don't have the employees driving the trucks, dropping their cars off to the place or anything?
No. I mean, sometimes, like I said, I have only a skid steer and a mini X. It will be maybe once a month or maybe every 2 months that it will
around
be
the house
around the house, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming out.
Generally, you want it to, you want it to be a little more specific than that, because in, when you have a SPLOST projects list, you want to be able to say, we're getting these funds in and we're going to use them for this project and that project. So we generally need to be more specific than just roads or parks and rec. I think that gets us closer.
What I'm confused this week is TMA's guidance on SPLOST. You just must send that to the council to have to review about what SPLOST has to be and what our
Well, we had already said something about maybe for the historic building. And if we can use it for that, I think we definitely need to put that on there.
We currently have SPLOST on the table for that. Remember, we're talking about a future SPLOST that's a 2028 to 2034 time frame.
They're evaluating 2026.
Okay.
On the potential. And we're supposed to have, here's what we have to do.
I would say update the park out here and you can pave. Do some paving and if we can put in a place for basketball or something, along with the updated equipment we're already wanting, which hopefully that comes out of the SPLOST money for now.
The county just sent some money that they sent just for parks and recs under the social delivery strategy. And they could pay them to explain that to me, you know, where they're going. And that's kind of a separate question, but well, we're looking here into October, if it were passed, there's different proposals that have been discussed about what could go next. Would it be an intergovernmental agreement? Or without it, you can have essentially wider county can agree upon terms and a 5-year referendum that would be posted for the voters. If all the municipalities are together, then it could potentially be 6 years. If all the municipalities agree to that, you know, 6 years. Either way, we're looking at an $800,000 range.
Is there any particular road at this point that we really need to put the phone trying to get paid?
We don't have to go to that specific.
We don't want to get that specific as to which road.
It's probably a good idea to identify, I would say. Again, that's a little vague.
It does specify land.
It does specify land.
You can exactly say which piece of land you want to buy if it's 9 years out.
That's true, but
it's on the discussion of I'll get the DMA guidance and send that out so you can have the specific pieces to give you more instead of just
population is going to be doubled in 9 years, and the city of Bethlehem is going to
we can't.
If they do better, or if you guys are happy with what they did. I think the buildings look pretty good, but going down the Highway 11 and the fact that it took them so long to take down the pole lights, I was really concerned about.
Where all do they put lights on the buildings and around the fence and on the poles? Do they supply the lights or those ours?
Those are our lights except for the ones on the poles.
Yes. So I said, maybe we'll just do the lights and get them to see what they say.
They're gonna say, oh, we'll do that this year. I'm sorry, it'll be this year.
If we're in the Christmas decorating business, why do we have to tell them, oh, check the pole lights before you hang them up?
Well, make sure the lights are burning. Make sure the lights are burning. I think that's the dumb thing to say to somebody.
I think the owner shows up and then the rest of the subs or the temps just do their thing. And maybe we could do better.
And it was $8,000 is what you paid them?
Yeah. But we had $25,000 for the same one.
Hold on, I got a ladder.
Maybe do you have any thoughts, Bill? We still gotta call them and if we're gonna have to run up around the city and see if there's more than three lights in the store.
We could start looking around, I would think, and see if we can come up with some better deal, better people.
That's correct, but we can do that easily, and he can bid, and...
We couldn't do our own lights with our bucket truck?
So there comes into the waivers of liability and fine for not being able to do all the lights. That is an option to do, but it's essentially one time a year that we use it to rent a bucket truck for a period of that time as well.
Do you not have any trees, limbs that you have to cut periodically through the town that would benefit having the bucket?
Again, that's not what the work is for. Those are the trees you have arbor, that is having the arborist and the program, so it's more of a very limited amount of time. And again, just that concept of continuing to pay insurance and have to sit in the shed versus what we actually do about it.
So do we have to put it on the government website, should it be off the block?
You don't necessarily have to use that particular one, but some kind of advertising and bid process is required. And that GovDeals website is the easiest one.
Well, it sounds good, it's just the size here. We're looking for it. It could stay years in the future when we have additional work set up that could be used for that future, but it's staying right now. We don't have a true use for it.
What about the tractor? All we're talking about is getting equipped. I was thinking they weren't able to use it for cutting grass, which is what they wanted, and therefore it really wasn't getting used.
It's okay.
Okay, so we need a motion to sell the bucket truck?
We want to sell the bucket truck. We need a motion to sell what?
I make a motion that we put it on the open market for bid.
Okay.
Is there an amount of reserve?
Yeah, we can. This motion is perfectly adequate to get the process started.
There's a motion in second. All in favor of selling the bucket truck?
How long the truck been sitting?
It idles.
How often they run the boom, the hydraulics, what count?
How long you been there? 2 years.
We used it 3 years ago.
I was just wondering at the end of the day if it'd be worth to keep to do our lights from now on and, you know, not have an arborist to cut random limbs or small jobs to do those out of the bucket truck as well. If you would end up saving money by doing those yourself versus paying somebody. Or is drone the only?
We only have one part-time maintenance employee, and he does not operate the bucket truck. We would have to bring in an additional operator.
Well, that would probably pay for all the contractors you cut out just in them two jobs, wouldn't it?
Not realistically. The one of the harvest program was set up as a holistic approach to tree maintenance. Tree planting those and doing all of that. It's always an option to do those, but just without having a second employee, the insurance, those parts to do it.
What concern
is
someone getting hurt
sitting
at the Christmas lights? Falling and then coming back and then sitting on it.
I will just jump in and say, on all of these, we can take it up a notch and take them to court. And that's an option that's available in all of these cases if we want to seek injunctive relief, which basically is us going to the Superior Court and saying, here are these public nuisances in our town. We want you to issue an order that they have to come into compliance. And if we want, we can ask the Superior Court to let the town go in and remedy the violations and then assess the costs against them and collect them the same way property taxes are collected. So that option is available when we're dealing with recalcitrant property owners. And so I just wanted to put that out there in the event you want to sic me on.
What's a reasonable time to wait? I mean, it's been almost 6 months.
Honestly, that's a policy decision that's up to you. I think it certainly, I mean, if you're waiting 6 months, it's pretty clear that they're not jumping to come into compliance. I can certainly tell you that. It's just really whether you, it's a cost-benefit analysis on whether you want to have me go to court and deal with it, but it's something we do all the time, and it's not a particularly heavy lift as far as I'm concerned. So
it's certainly part of it that that New Orleans has been asking about the whole charter limit for some of the other violations. Because right now you still have 1960s era fines that are.
And that's a different process. That, you know, what we're doing with the fixing the charter and the fine amounts that can be assessed is if we want to issue the code enforcement officer to issue them misdemeanor citations for violating the code. That is all well and good, and it can certainly incentivize compliance, but all that can happen as a result of that is the judge puts the person on probation, and as a condition of probation, they got to clean up the property, and if they don't, the judge can send them to jail. Whereas if we go to Superior Court in a nuisance abatement action with injunctive relief, we can actually get a court order to fix the nuisance. So it's different strategies. I think there's sort of the general wisdom is that if you have a working municipal court and code enforcement system, the transaction costs are lower to just issue the misdemeanor citations. But because we don't have a municipal court, I don't think that, you know, the costs of setting one up are crazy, but the path to getting an injunctive from the Superior Court is a lot quicker and more clear than establishing a municipal court. The charter certainly gives you the power to appoint a judge, and you can do that. And I have made a couple of recommendations to the mayor on who y'all might want to choose as a judge, but ultimately, it would, in order to process those misdemeanor citations, you've got to have a municipal court. Whereas if you want to go to Superior Court and ask for an injunction, you don't have to set up the infrastructure yourself. We haven't gotten a lot of response from the magistrate court. There is a state statute that allows us to say we designate the county magistrate judge to be our municipal court judge and for citations to be heard in the magistrate court. But we haven't. We've asked the county about that and haven't heard anything. Absolutely. will say it, because of recent developments that have happened on West Star Street, your case for getting an injunction for the Superior Court is very good in that one. I mean, you just got burned out shells of building on that property. That is a textbook public nuisance. I'm talking about 150. Well, that didn't fix any of the actual issues. Absolutely. That's, he's going to have to, He's gonna have to ask for permits. Regardless, he's gonna need a permit, and we're gonna be able to insist on compliance with the UDC.